You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was Drake May. Mike Vrabel bleeding his own blood yesterday.
Man.
Diving
love
in there.
Love to see it.
I still haven't seen any footage of it.
No, I mean, neither. There's when I zoomed in after the fact, I didn't notice any blood, but some of the people that were on the field said they saw it, so we'll take it.
There's one, like, Patriots fan video that I've seen that's circulating where I can't really see anything. So I haven't seen any real footage of it, but I'll take the beat writer's
words. Little tussle, though. Nobody got thrown out. It wasn't like a fight, but there's two different, like, oh, we got to separate you.
Yeah.
Moments. That was good. You know, overall good day for the Patriots.
It was. And they won, regardless of who you read, at least among the Patriots beat writers. I guess I haven't cycled through and read the Washington side. Maybe I should. But, you know, Bedard thinks they won yesterday. Callahan thought it was a slight win. Kide thought it was more than that. Phil Perry called it a win. You thought it was a pretty decisive win.
I thought it was decisive from what I was watching. And I would say, you know, Jaden Daniels, for example, looked fine. I was paying more attention to Drake May, and they were usually repping at the same time. But I thought Jaden Daniels was fine. I thought it was also a win for Terry McLaurin, because you're like, there's not a lot of options here for the Washington offense. It threw to Zach Ertz a lot. Which I guess you could point out the Patriots, like, who's the best that they have at covering teams' tight ends? And they're going to face Brock Bowers week one.
Yeah, good call.
So, like, that could be an area to exploit on the Patriots' defense. But, no, overall, I thought the offense, until the interception late, pretty much dominated the Washington defense. And then the Patriots' defense, I thought, at least held their own, if not got a slight win over the Commanders' offense. So I think you add it all together. I thought it was a great day for the Pats.
So I'm looking at our guy, J.P. Finley.
Yep. Met him.
From the Odyssey station in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted that Jaden Daniels carved up the Patriots. Do you agree with that?
I mean, he had a lot of checkdowns. I didn't think he threw the ball down. Drake May took more chances downfield than Jaden Daniels
did. I would 1,000% agree with that characterization.
So I would say, like, I don't know what the stats say. I'm guessing he had completed a high percentage, but it was all like 3-yard passes.
In the hurry up, he couldn't get in the end zone against Alex Austin.
Correct.
You know, so like I hold that pick against Drake May. I'll hold Jaden Daniels and turn it over, but he also didn't score.
Yeah, carved up seemed too strong.
But he says late in joint practices, one thing became clear that it was missing, Terry McLaurin. So similar takeaway
to you.
Yeah, that
was my biggest takeaway was like you're looking at the roster, you're like big old Deebo Samuel, who I did want. But he is, I think, the leading candidate for Haas of the Week. Seeing Deebo in person like that, yeah.
I don't know. Did you see that picture of Anthony yesterday?
That could be Anthony Anthony.
Could
as well.
Be Anthony Anthony. Could he might be in the mix.
But they don't have many other guys. I mean, he was throwing to Zach Ertz over and over and over again. You're like, all right. Like, you got any receivers you want to throw to?
I'm looking at J.P. Finley's timeline now, Keith.
These guys from Boston are losers?
No. The morning. Sick brag, bro. Looks like their morning show in D.C. had a good idea. They're cracking smelling salts.
Damn it.
I put that
in grab bag for today because there's an update to the smelling salts story.
I've seen the update. Yeah. We can get to it. We should have been cracking smelling salts today.
Oh, we would have been just shot out of a cannon.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
Score one for DC Morning Radio. Damn it, that was right, literally right under our noses. We should have.
I wouldn't have trusted myself though to not like jump over the barrier and like fly down two levels.
Now
I would have been too crazy.
Now I've been getting yelled at all morning by Wiggy about it, but he's like very adamant about my 40. I never said I could run a fast 40. He's like very fixated on me running a 40.
Yesterday on a Would You Rather Wednesday,
I'll land this plane in a minute. But yeah, explain.
Yesterday we asked a very important question: would you rather be the fastest person alive or the strongest person alive? Yeah. In your answer, you said, well, I'm already pretty fast.
Pretty fast.
At that moment, Wiggy started texting me, how fast is he? How fast is he really? Did he run up? What's his 40 time? Did he run under or did he run over a 5? If so, he's slow. And I'm like, I don't know if he has a 40 time. I'm taking him at his word for it. He says he's fast.
I never.
Then we see him in the hallway, and he's like, sprint down here.
He's like, yeah, he's like, tell me what your 40 time is. I'm like, I never said I could run a fast 40.
How fast
40.
Are you? I've never seen him so.
Really, what I was saying is just I'm a weakling. Really, what I was trying to say is I'm just a weakling, and I'm not strong. I would rather be strong than fast.
Yeah.
That was really the only thing I was trying to say.
But you were kind of saying you were fast.
Well, yeah. I think if you lined up everybody at the radio station, I would do pretty well in a race.
In a sprint?
I think if you line... Yeah, he's like...
But you'll receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament.
I might be huffing and puffing
after. You can download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app today.
That was you
and
jogging
get started.
The hallway.
Odds and lines are subject to change.
But I did it fast. I might be huffing and puffing afterwards, but I did it fast down the hallway.
You're like, oh, I ran like 3 miles. And it's like, well, that's a different skill set altogether than
sprinting
like a...
down the hall trying to get these reads. I'm dying over here.
This is the guy who's fast?
Yeah, I think I would. Okay. I think if you I've seen Wiggy run 40 on like Lansdowne Street. Didn't he like topple over? Who did he race? I've seen that video.
Oh, he beat.
Did he?
Who the hell did he race?
Do I have it backwards?
I thought
he beat somebody.
Reamer.
All right. Let's settle down.
Did he actually beat him?
It was like tail of the tape, I believe. I think it was real close.
So like anyway.
So you think if you lined up everybody on like a football field in the end zone, everybody that works here at the station, and they sprinted to say. Midfield. I think everybody would die if they had to go all the way across the field.
Sure.
Do you think you would win that?
I don't know if I'd win, but I would
sprint down the hall trying to get these reads. I'm dying over
I think here. I would do pretty well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
80 feet.
I did go 80 feet. I was just huffing and puffing afterwards. But I think I would have.
The turn that threw him.
I would have run those 80 feet faster than somebody else.
I've never seen Wiggy more obsessed with
honestly,
something.
The most mad Wiggy's been at me ever was about my Halloween costume. This was a close second.
This was two.
This was right there. Yeah, like definitely. He was like, you can't run a 40. He also claims if we all tried to run a 40, we'd all blow out our hamstrings.
I agree with that.
I don't.
I don't think I've gotten it to full speed in years.
I would not pull a
hamstring. And
not
I
pull
did
a
pull a hamstring playing slow pitch softball. So I don't think I would successfully complete
sick
the 40 yard dash.
I wouldn't pull
a mess.
I wouldn't pull a muscle.
Right.
He's like, we'd all just pop our hamstrings.
It'd be a funny spectacle, though, to just have people watch the wide view and then just every 10 yards,
somebody drops.
Down, somebody goes down.
Anyway, my roundabout point is I don't have a 40 time. I didn't play football.
No.
So I've never taken smelling salts as my roundabout point.
Got it.
Have you tried a nice smelling salt? You got a nice whiff?
I don't think I had smelling salts. I do remember it was, I want to say in the early days of Red Bull. We didn't know exactly what Red Bull was. We just heard that it like got y'all fired up. I think it gave you wings is what they said. And so like junior or senior year of high school, like two or three of us chugged Red Bull before the game.
Nice.
Not the effect.
Throw it up?
No, it felt like I should have. It was like immediately run down on kickoff after pounding a Red Bull can. I was like, that did not have the desired effect. I feel more sick than I do excited. So anyway, I usually did not go with the smelling salts.
All right. Well, the word out of D.C. is
that's a good idea.
Jaden Daniels had a good day, and the morning show was taking smelling salts, and I wish we thought of that, Keith.
I think Daniels is fine. I think Drake May had a great day. He did throw a pick, but I think other than that, he had a great day.
Like to me, if I was doing a radio show in D.C., that would be the way I characterize it too. I'd be going, Daniels just got outplayed by the guy one pick after him. Now, Daniels had a way better rookie year. I don't know how freaked out I'd be, but that was a story. May outplayed Daniels yesterday.
But Daniels for sure. But you didn't really need to see a lot out of Daniels.
Fair.
He has the same offensive coordinator. He's hoping to get Terry McLaurin back. He's, after 1 year, kind of like a made man in the league. Like he's looked at as a top six quarterback in the NFL. Drake May, jury's out, new offense, bunch of new players on like you needed to see more from him. Then Jaden Daniels didn't have a bad day. I would just say Drake May was better.
Yeah, that's agreed. All. And so I wonder, Keith, if they are able to win the day decisively in your mind against the Commanders at joint practices, a team that won double-digit games a year ago. Would they win last year?
Oh, probably.
They finished in the NFC title game a season ago. Where did they finish for a win total last year?
Probably.
I thought I saw 12 the other day. I wonder if that counted postseason wins.
They don't know. They were 12-5 regular season.
They were 12-5.
Okay.
Yeah. So they won 12 games last year. and you were able to have a better day than them on joint practices. Is it possible we're low on me sitting here at 9 wins and you at 10?
Possible. I mean, it's just one day, and so. But if they were horrible, we would have called them out for that, and we would have been maybe a little bit more concerned.
They were horrible a year ago against the Eagles. They did get that called out, and yeah. It was exceptionally predictive.
No, but I think 10 is – I mean, I'm at 10, you're at 9. I think both of those are fair. The over-under in Vegas is 8.5, and that's even with what everybody assumes is kind of a lack of talent as compared to other teams around the league. But they have a very easy schedule, and maybe some of those real positions of weakness are a little bit better. Like, I kind of like the defense. You know, health, if they're all healthy, you look out there, you're like, kind of like these guys. And they didn't even have Gonzalez or Davis. So if you have Gonzalez and Davis, and now you have other guys that have stepped up, like Alex Austin, and you have obviously Marcus Jones as like other corners to fill in. You have three, maybe even four safeties that you feel comfortable about. The front, let's call it four, I like a lot. The linebackers, Spillane's an upgrade. It's other guys that you've had before, so we'll see how they do, guys like Tavai and Ellis. My takeaway, though, was the receiver group, a group that we have just ripped apart for 3-4 straight years.
So
seem to actually be making plays, getting open, and I don't know, they seem decent.
Well, I agree with that, and that is certainly how I felt yesterday. I was reading some of the recaps once we got home, and are we ignoring the drops a little too much yesterday? Because I agree. I thought the receivers had a really good day. Pop Douglas had a great day. Drop.
Yep.
Travion Henderson, drop. I know he's not a receiver.
Yeah, but
it's someone in the passing game. Mac Hollins, a couple of drops. I'm missing another one in there as well. But
I don't think Booty did, right? Booty caught everything.
No, maybe I was thinking of the Henderson drop.
Yeah.
But there were four drops yesterday for Drake May. And I came out of that feeling pretty good. Booty had a good day. Hollins made plays. Douglas was everywhere. Diggs wasn't even out there for some of it. But when he got out there, certainly in 7-on-7s, he had a couple of catches. I'm not sure he did, actually.
Yeah.
In 11-on-11s. But are we ignoring the drops a little too much?
Maybe a little bit.
And are we just not used to what an average or even improved receiver group looks like? Because it's been so bad the last couple of years.
Low bar to step over. And by saying that they played well, I'm not putting them in, like, you know, the top 10, 15 receiver groups in the NFL. We just thought there was a chance they were like 31-30. You know, like that low. Maybe it's better. I think there's already a chance it was going to be better just with Steph Diggs being out there and being healthy, which he is. And now those other guys, maybe they could step up and be a little bit better. I looked at it where even like the best receivers in the league are going to drop passes, but can you get open at all? And those guys were getting open. Like Drake May had windows to throw in. Some of those Pop Douglas plays,
he was wide open. Wide open.
So that part of it is really good. I feel like one of the things we've talked about, and this was obviously a N'Keal Harry issue, but even other guys on the team, like Jalen Polk, ever get open? Like, those guys couldn't get open. And then you're asking your quarterback to, like, thread a needle, and then they weren't getting it done. So I thought yesterday, and maybe Washington will look at it and be like, oh, it was a bad day out of us on defense. Maybe it was. But I'll still view it as a overall very positive day for the receivers, acknowledging that, yeah, there were a couple of drops.
Let's just look at it for a moment in the division. The Dolphins, I don't need to go through their depth chart. They have the best receiver group in the division. Is that fair to say?
Wait, who does?
The Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I think that one's pretty easy. After that, is it possible the Patriots have the second best in the division?
So it's definitely better than the Bills. We've already talked about the Bills.
Working me on this, right? So the Bills right now, who is their best receiver? I would probably say Shakir. He's hurt.
Shakir, and maybe they're hoping for a big jump out of Keon Coleman.
Who else is even in that room? They signed Josh Palmer. They have Curtis Samuel, who did nothing last year.
Curtis Samuel's done nothing for a while.
Okay, so that's the Bills receiver room. So I'd take the Patriots receiver room over that. The Jets have the best receiver.
Yep.
Or a better receiver than anyone the Patriots have.
Who's their number two besides Garrett Wilson?
So Garrett Wilson's great. After him, I would say their number two is either Josh Reynolds or Alan Lazard. Yeah, that's so I'm saying.
If you're doing 3 versus 3, it's close. If you're doing like 4 versus 4, I would probably take the Patriots.
The Patriots might have a better receiving room.
Malachi Corley still there?
He was
good for them last year.
Was he?
He had a lot of fumbles, but he
wasn't he the guy who dropped the touchdown right before going into the end zone? Yeah. Did he actually have a good year?
I thought he did for what they asked of him.
He was a relatively high pick. A day two pick,
oh,
I want to say.
Never mind, I completely lied.
What did he do?
3 catches for 16 yards.
Oh, he's Jalen Polk. Jalen Polk outproduced.
He had a good year.
Yeah, a good year, right, last year? I was like, I remember.
It must have been the one that he dropped on the goal line that just benched him for the rest of the year.
I think that's what happened.
He had enough receiving yards for one first down. Was that the guy that you liked? No, I would say
what would that have been, like third on the Patriots last year?
Well, oh, yeah, he would have been.
He would have been right in between Polk and Baker. Yeah.
No, but they're you know, Garrett Wilson, so I guess it's how you view it, right? Like, Garrett Wilson is the guy you would for sure want. Clearly, he'd be either the second or third best receiver in the whole division.
Yeah, he might be better than Diggs in his prime. Like, arguably.
They hope that he will be based. I don't think he is yet. I don't think he's had any seasons like Steph Diggs with the Bills, his first year with the Bills. But either way, I get your point. But no, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, and Mac Hollins, those three guys, would they all make the Jets? Yeah. Whereas we've had previous years where you looked at the Patriots wide receiver depth chart, you're like, I don't even know how many of those guys make the team somewhere else, let alone play and get featured in the offense.
All right, prime Diggs in Buffalo.
Oh, he was filthy. He led the league in, like, every category.
Yeah, he had, let's
1,500
see.
Yards, maybe?
127 catches for 1,500 yards. He had, Wilson hasn't done that.
No.
Wilson did go 101 for 1,100 last year.
Yeah.
And he did it by year three. I mean, Steph Diggs did not have a 1,000-yard season until year four. Now,
I mean, fifth-round pick.
Way less draft capital.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Wilson is a really good receiver would be my point. So, even if you were getting prime Diggs,
but Diggs
I think
was first-team All-Pro.
Sure. I think that would be close. You're not getting prime Diggs, so give the Jets the best receiver. Patriots receiver room might be the second best in the division.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which maybe says more about the division than their room, but I've been pleasantly surprised with that. So am I revising the win total up? No.
No, I'm locking mine in. Already did that.
I have them at 9, and if they have a good joint practice against the Vikings, how do the preseason games look when the starters are out there? I could be talked into 10 wins by the end of the preseason.
Hell yeah.
I'm open to revising it upwards.
Let's
I'm not going to do it after one day,
uh-huh.
But I do put stock in the joint practices. And I think if you did last year, you would have been wise to do it because they got their asses kicked by the Eagles, and that was very telling. The Eagles were a great team, and you were trash, and the joint practice showed that. I think joint practices are worth putting stock in.
Mm-hmm.
Ron is in Boston on Roman Anthony. Go ahead, Ron.
What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First and foremost, I just want to say I love you guys' show, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I love the taking the wind out of my sails, man. I say it to my wife all the time. We crack up about it. But, yeah, man.
Shout out your wife.
Anthony, don't necessarily disagree with the, contract, of course, but I mean, talk about terrible timing. I think the guys are just getting it together and, you know, getting comfortable where they're at. And
you think Roman Anthony will get fat and happy? I think that's what he's driving at.
Oh, no.
I don't really.
I don't. I mean, I guess there's a risk, but you mentioned a bunch of guys before. You know, Ronald Acuna signed a deal really early, and then a couple years later, he was the MVP of the league. He's had to fight some injuries here and there. Julio Rodriguez has been pretty consistent with the Mariners. He signed a really big contract. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just good peace of mind for the team and for him. And like,
I think the timing's a little suspect because they got killed at the trade deadline. Case in point, Craig Breslow getting booed on this radio station.
I look more at that than I do like Roman Anthony himself.
It's not so much money where I'm worried about him getting fat and happy.
Well, at some point you were going to have to pay the guy if you wanted to keep him. And then, so I guess you could have the same fear then as you do now.
Yeah. I mean, look, at some point that happens with an athlete. Maybe it'll happen with him.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time, but that is not my concern.
And I don't know if he was thinking about like how the team looks at it, but I think the team would all be happy. Like, oh, you're spending money on this guy? Like, great. I would think. Now, maybe there's a little bit of if you're Abreu or Duran.
Duran
like,
might look at it sideways.
A little bit. I guess that's possible. But, I mean, his money will be out there for him somewhere, just maybe not here.
Guys, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, well, let's get
baseball
back into
fans.
Roman Anthony and the Red Sox. Rob Bradford joins us every Thursday at 11:30. We'll talk to Brad Foe, Baseball Isn't Boring, and WEEI right after Trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Billy Laney. Jones and Keith, WEEI. You hear that music, you know it's time for Rob Bradford. Baseball Isn't Boring, WEEI.com. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. The Baseball Isn't Boring podcast is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlandEnergy.com, Rob Bradford. What's going on? How you doing this week?
I'm so good. And by the way, we do know that Spoogie is for real. I never really let that music soak in before, but thank you for letting it play out a little bit. That was awesome. And McFarland, to you both, you did excellent job in Foxborough. I listened to every last minute, so awesome job.
We did. Well, I'm happy that you gave a voice to that, because we've been waiting for those compliments for quite a time. We've been complimentary of the Roman Anthony extension. How did it come together? Why now? This is something that Kennedy revealed. They've been talking about going back to winter meetings. How did it all come together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a no-brainer, because when you identify that a guy, they think he's going to be a superstar, you have to do these. This is how baseball works. But the problem is, I always thought the problem was that, yeah, you can do the deals for Rafaela, you can do deals for Bayo and Christian Campbell, but those guys are, like, happy to be there in the conversation, guys. Roman Anthony is a guy who is, he knows, like, he's going to make his money. He knows, like, how he's perceived. And those guys, as we found out with the final number, those guys are the hardest guys to find, to lock in on, because we see so many of them just want to ride it out. Now, I will say this, and I wrote about this. I think that the Red Sox learned their lesson a little bit. You go back to Mookie Betts, when Mookie Betts said that the toughest contract that he ever had to turn down was that first offer. So if that's the case, and you missed that with Mookie, what does that tell you? That tells you that you have to be you should be super aggressive when it comes to that first offer, because you got to blow them away. You got to show them numbers that they're like, oh my God, I didn't think I was going to make that. Because once they pass on that, you get a little bit deeper. And we saw it with Mookie. We've seen it with plenty of guys. It becomes really, really uncomfortable, particularly for position players.
So what do you think, not that any player on the team is surprised necessarily that Roman Anthony is going to be a big part of the future of this team, but now that he has this contract, now that Sidon Rafaela has his contract, Jaron Duran and Willy Abreu, are they both approaching this like, hey, let's get after it for 2 months, and then, you know, one of us is going to be gone?
Well, I think that we've been talking about this for a while. That, you know, there was so much so that right in June you were talking about that potentially you're going to have to deal one of them at the deadline and make that change in a hurry. But I think that with Duran and Abreu, absolutely. I mean, you're right. This is your outfield. You have Rafaela, you have Anthony, and then you have two guys who hit from the same side as Anthony. So I think that this offseason, you're going to see that revisited. And the other part about this is that, you know, with Duran especially, there's been no talks of contract extensions. You know, I don't know about Abreu. I don't think there's been any talks of contract extension there, too. So I think both those guys in the offseason, you're going to be hearing talked about it. But I think it, particularly when it comes to Duran, because this is the guy that, we had the conversation about for about a month and a half leading up to the trade deadline.
Is this the way they're going to do business, Rob, and separating Abreu and Duran? That's interesting that there haven't really been any conversations that have picked up any traction with those two. Is this the way of doing business for the Red Sox now going forward? They are going to focus on retaining young talent as opposed to being big players in free agency. They haven't been big players in free agency in some time. So is this the way of doing business going forward, or are they going to try to marry it up with being aggressive in free agency?
You mean other than Bregman, right?
Well, but Bregman really wasn't a big splash. It really wasn't. It's a 1 year deal that could be a 3 year deal on $130 million. That's not that different than Story, honestly.
Yeah, well,
that's
okay.
Soto. That's not Judge. That's not big. That's not a.
Yeah, and I mean, listen. I mean, I do think that they were in on Soto to what extent and how much you thought that was reality is fine. But I think that to answer your question, the answer is both. And the reason I say both is because this is how you're able to do those sort of bigger deals is to manage it this other way, that you're able to get these guys under control because what you're betting on is that you're saving money for a team so that you can go out and actually use it for other things. Now, you know, it's interesting because the Devers deal, like, We can't definitively say, well, this is exactly the reason why they were able to get this Anthony deal done, because they have this Devers money. We can't say that. But I would imagine it can't hurt. And I would imagine the next level of that is beyond the extension. It is going into the offseason, and it should be. If they aren't players in the offseason, if they aren't players, whether it's trading for Joe Ryan and tying to an extension, whether it's going after a big free agent, Pete Alonso or someone like that, then shame on them, because this was how the Devers thing worked, along with freeing up spots in the lineup, along with taking flyers on a couple guys. How the Devers thing was working is that you get the money, much like back in 2012, you get the money for all those guys that went to the Dodgers. So to answer your question, how they're going to do things, you do these deals to do the biggest deals. Now they have to prove that they're going to get in that market.
I was listening to Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and he was really talking up just how aggressive Craig Breslow was at the deadline. And, man, you should have seen him, like all the stuff he was cooking up and how uncomfortable it was. Well, they didn't get really much of anything at the deadline, but are we supposed to feel good that Craig Breslow actually did a really good job and really was aggressive during the deadline that got you Dustin May and Steven Matz?
Yeah, well, so I think it's a couple ways to look at it. So number one, yeah, you know, I don't back off giving the C-. I studied really hard for tests before and still get a C-. Didn't make a difference, right? And so you still get a C-. And you know, you also, okay, you know, you tried really hard and you didn't get the job done. That's the reality of that situation. Now, you know, as you guys, I've said a bunch of times leading up to the trade deadline, was they were going to be more motivated than the previous years. And I do think that's the case. Like, I honestly think that's the case. Now, where they should be criticized is that I think that they were too hyper-focused on these two guys, in Joe Ryan and Sandy Alcantara, and instead of, hey, you know what, we might want to gauge whether or not they're going to be actually available. And if they aren't going to be available, then use some of those assets to get the Merrill Kellys of the world. I think that's where they had a misstep. But, you know, in that last hour, I know for a fact, I mean, they, you know, some of the guys I'm in Worcester right now, some of the guys that I just interviewed, you know, Peyton Tolley, you know, you name it, they were putting them in packages. But the problem is that you did not ever get the feeling that the Minnesota Twins was going to back off of, hey, you know what? Just keep the offers coming, because we're never going to say yes.
Okay, couple of questions. And it's Rob Bradford. You can check out what I thought was a great inside story of the trade deadline, a wild couple of days at Fenway Park, Odyssey app, WEEI.com. Bradford, real quick, because I can't tell if I interpreted this correctly in the story. Do I have this right? In the room were Henry, Kennedy, Gordon, Epstein and Breslow, all of them were there, or am I misinterpreting that?
And Cora, yes.
And Cora, we're all there. Oh, yeah, Cora was another big name, right. So they're all in there. Okay, so they're all there watching this happen. Fine, I just wanted to make sure I had that right. Second, you wrote that they were willing to include a combination of two of these three in deals, plus other guys in the top 10. Tolley, Password, and Arias. If they would have included all three and really gotten uncomfortable, would they have been able to land one of these cost-controlled pitchers?
We don't know that, and maybe it was worth finding out. But the fact is that from what I understand, Minnesota never said this is what it's going to take. In other words, they never got the word from Minnesota saying if you include all three of these guys in the same package, then we'll get the deal done. They never got that word. So you can maybe criticize them for not putting all three of those in them. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot, but you know, it's a lot as it is. And so I think that what I wrote and what I'm saying is that sort of along the lines of what Sam said, which is, yeah, you know what? Sure, they got uncomfortable, but really the problem was is that you got to read the room. You got to read like what your trade partner's doing. And this is why deals like this never get done at the deadline, because they don't have to do the deals. Now, you get to the offseason, it's different. But that was a reality, and that was maybe the criticism that they should have gotten at the deadline.
You know, that was another thing Sam said today, and he wouldn't specifically say Joe Ryan, but we all know who he was talking about, and he was talking about, you know, players under team control. But then he also referred to Garrett Crochet from a year ago, and you had told us that, you know, the White Sox wanted Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. You're like, all right, okay, we're not doing that. But then in the offseason, they got him. He kind of alluded to the same thing with Joe Ryan. Do you think there'd be that's a possibility or a real possibility this offseason?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, whether or not, you know, Minnesota loosens it up and says, okay, now's the time to deal it. Here's the difference is that Minnesota also knows that there are only a few teams, maybe one or maybe two, maybe the Cubs and the Red Sox, who are willing to give these packages for Joe Ryan at this time of year. Where you get to the offseason, there's a whole lot more. They know that. So I think that that's what one of the things that Minnesota was banking on. But I think the Red Sox will be one of those teams. I don't think there's any question. I mean, we go all the way back for months now saying how much the Red Sox like Joe Ryan, and I think that sort of bore itself out in what they offered for him.
You had mentioned Peyton Tolley earlier. You're down in Worcester right now. What are the chances that he joins the big league roster at some point this season and maybe even in a playoff stretch?
Well, so you have these two guys, right? You have David Sandlin, who was just called up as well, and they immediately moved him to the bullpen. And the whole idea was we're moving them in the bullpen because this is the fast track. Peyton Tolley could be that guy too. Peyton Tolley probably has more upside than David Sandlin does. But right now he's starting, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be moved to the bullpen like in, you know, a couple weeks or something. But this is the type of guy, and I was just talking to him. I said, did you see that tweet from, I forget who it was from, but it said, your pitch, your fastball is graded out to be the best pitch in the entire minor leagues. And I'm like, I don't care what anyone says. Like, that's a pretty good thing. And so if you have that, all you can think about, guys, all I can think about is David Price back in 2008. Like, that was what he was, right?
Until Andrew Bailey gets a hold of him and is like, throw some of the soft stuff. Yeah, quit throwing heaters.
Well, he is working on a kick change, so there you go.
Those guys could be a weapon. I remember even going all the way back to like K-Rod when K-Rod first debuted, sure. And you're just like, you bring this guy in, nobody's seen him before, and he's just throwing gas late in the game guy that throws
Crochet,
gas.
Didn't Crochet come up as a reliever?
Yeah, Crochet. Chris Sale's the guy pitched in the bullpen. Because it feels like Jordan Hicks may not be that guy.
Yeah.
He may not be the guy that you need late in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're still sifting through this. Like, I was just talking to Bernardino, who's having a great year, right? He was sent down. I'm like, dude, like, you could be in October and all of a sudden be like, hey, there it is. You know, you're turning your whole season around. It's so bizarre how we perceive things now compared to how we perceive things even in October. I mean, I was talking when I had that conversation with Cora, who, by the way, again, acknowledge that he will be getting a baseballs and boring tattoo if you win the World Series. Thank you.
Very good.
Where's the tattoo? Is the placement of the tattoo?
Did you narrow that
is
down?
Is that decided by you or him?
No, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
But we care. Yeah, Let us know when it happens. Yeah.
It's the same thing when you guys get yours. I don't care where you get it. So okay. There you go.
My neck.
But your face. but
But you know, we talked about Joe Kelly. I said, thank you for making me a lot of money, because Joe Kelly wasn't going to make the 2018 postseason roster. And Alex Cora had to pound the table, said, I'm not leaving 100 miles an hour in the closet. I'm not putting him on the roster. But Dombrowski didn't want to put him on the roster. If he doesn't get on the roster, he doesn't get a three-year deal with the Dodgers. He doesn't write a book. We're not getting tattoos. But my point is that this stuff can change so much in a hurry. But I'll come back to Tolley, man. Like, you're right that we've had instances like this, and he has that image about him, the big guy with the fastball. It's the same image that David Price gave in 2008.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Check it out on the Odyssey app. Bradfo, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Excellent stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and I want to thank you guys, because you guys were the ones who broke the Roman Anthony news to me yesterday. So
I was
sitting in my car. Yeah, it was great. I sprung into action. But
Did you like our immediate breakdown?
I got to be honest with you. When I'm sitting in my driveway and I heard it, I had to spring into action. You know how that works.
You didn't stick around for the analysis. Right, well, you missed some good stuff, Brad. Sorry,
it was
really
a good discussion.
You know, there was only an Odyssey Rewind feature that I could go to.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Thank
good point.
You for that.
All right, Brad, good stuff. Talk to you next Thursday.
All right, see you. Bye.
All right, Rob Bradford.
How about that? Us breaking news to the baseball guy.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Pretty good.
You always remember where you heard that news.
Yeah.
We're down at training camp.
The famous two words.
Yep.
Hell yeah, Keefe.
Hell yeah, Keefe. Put it on the t-shirt.
I mean, counting. Yep. Never really my strong suit.
No, it's okay.
It's Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We are presented by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I think there's interesting stuff there from Bradfo. He thinks they... contracts like this are going to allow them to spend on Alonso, trade for Joe Ryan and extend him, stuff like that.
That's wishful thinking.
He said if they don't, shame on them, which I would agree with. This should free them up to do that. He also confirmed they are not including three of their top prospects. They never asked Minnesota. Minnesota never told them that's what it would take. But they'll circle back to Joe Ryan in the offseason. That doesn't help the team this year.
No, it doesn't.
But that's something they may circle back to and lay some groundwork for. So some interesting stuff to pick through from Rob Bradford. We can do that. And let's get back to the Red Sox. 7-game win streak now over. Not a very good debut. Thank you. Not a very good debut for one of Craig Breslow's crown jewels at the trade deadline.
Who are the guys he traded for this year? Both were on full display last night.
Oh, you want to lump in hits, too?
Yeah, please. Yeah, these are his trades.
Let's get to both of them in the long.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's last night next? So how's your guy, Jordan Hicks, Keith? You want to...
Not my guy.
I mean, you're the face of the Jordan Hicks fan club.
I was.
I was the face of the... Alcala?
Oh, yeah,
what was his first name? I don't even remember anymore.
Pete?
I was... Joe? I was the face of that fan club. I've spoken on his behalf. He's been DFA'd. We don't miss him anymore.
No,
do you have a statement for the Jordan Hicks fan club?
Harrison Hicks. Yeah. They both suck.
I agree with that guy.
That'll suffice.
That would be my thing now. Okay, I am long gone from the Hicks experience. So remember his first appearance, he was okay. Second appearance and third, he was like giving up runs. And I'm like, all right, the guy stinks. And then he had a stretch where he didn't look bad, not the highest of leverage. He did have a save in there.
Yeah, that was the one where one guy bailed him out at Rafaela. He dove and caught it, and then dove into second.
But he throws gas.
He does do that.
He throws.
So does Alcala.
Heaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never liked Alcala. That's your guy. Let me talk about Hicks for a minute.
Okay, you like heaters and gas.
Yeah, I do. I like heaters and gas.
Okay.
Hicks also, I was like, let's maybe give him a chance. I don't want to give him a chance anymore. And they were even talking about this on the radio last night. Like, you get down to it, and at some point, you put together a playoff roster, you're not even going to have him on there. You can't trust the guy at all. And that's why I asked Bradford about, like, Peyton Tolley or, like, maybe somebody, like, a wild card. Because you only got one reliever in at the trade deadline. You got a starter who we can get to as well, who you could always convert to the pen. But, I don't know, Hicks, you can't trust. Because, like, when are you going to put him out there? No. When you're up or down six? Like, what's the point then?
This is a good question. Like, as of today, is he on the playoff roster? He would not be.
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, but again, like, but somebody has to be. So Sandlin is an. I couldn't remember. I had to Google it. I couldn't remember who they got for him. He was a trade. He was a Breslow trade.
Okay.
They traded John Schreiber.
Yeah,
for
he pitched
Sandlin
the other night, didn't he?
Did he?
Did you see him?
Oh, against the Sox.
We just saw him.
Was it last night? Was it two nights ago? Yeah, right.
Last night.
So they traded him for Sandlin. If Sandlin turns into something, maybe there's something there. But yeah, Tolley is the one that people will get more excited about. All right. So for relievers. Right now, their bullpen is.
Yeah.
Isaiah Campbell, don't need him
no
on the postseason
chance.
Roster.
He's literally there in case they're. Okay, so, that's like one step above a position player pitching.
So Chapman is on.
Chapman. I'm putting Chapman on there.
Say?
Yeah, lock him in.
I'll put Chapman in the postseason.
Lock him in.
Bullpen. Jordan Hicks is out?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's out. He's out. He's got to be out right now.
Steven Matz?
Yeah, right now he's on.
Okay.
Yeah, Matz.
Chris Murphy, Ken's guy?
Yeah, Murphy was good last night. So the start for May could have been even worse. So May leaves the game, stunk, right? Runners on second and third. Murphy comes in, gets the last out. That could have been even a worse outing for him. I think Murphy is on the team.
Okay. Weissert on.
Yeah, yeah.
Whitlock on.
Yes.
Justin Wilson on.
Yeah.
That's sick. That's maybe we feel better about the bullpen than I thought. There's six guys right there.
What's
and Slayton's coming back.
I was gonna say, what's Slayton? Slayton, did he just he had like BP through
he's
BP.
He's like a trade deadline acquisition. They're getting him back. That's good. Maybe Tolley. So okay, like good news. If both those guys come back, maybe you bump one of these names.
Did you see, when was this? A week ago or so? Liam Hendricks.
Oh yeah, he's
was popping off again about something else.
I
like Hendricks, but like I thought I liked him. Yeah.
Now
he's like mad about like the communication or whatever. It's like, get healthy.
No, I mean, look,
you can't pitch.
Great comeback story. We all wish the best for him and his personal health.
Obviously.
But yeah, I don't need that guy anywhere near the baseball team.
Alcala and Hicks out of here. Maybe bring up a minor leaguer. Maybe even like maybe Fitz if he comes back. Like one of these other guys that had been spotting starts for you.
Would you put Dustin May in a playoff bullpen?
Mayday?
No.
In the words of Alex Gore, no, I would not.
I love all
of it. And it's not his fault. Like, this part stinks. Everybody was, like, so gung-ho about Joe Ryan. Some even said Joe Ryan was coming to the Red Sox. And then you don't get Joe Ryan. Minutes later, you get Dustin May. And so everyone's disappointed in that. It's the only starter you bring in. Everybody said they need a number two. They need a number two. They get a number seven starter in Dustin May. He doesn't start for a little bit. Then he shows up yesterday, and you're like, dude, I don't want to dislike you. But we all had set our sights so much higher. You're better off with Cooper Criswell or Richard Fitz than you are with Dustin May.
Yeah, Dustin May, I love on social media, like, oh, it's a different pitch mix for Dustin May. Like, they already are
Pitch mix?
Fiddling around with his pitch. He's throwing his cutter way more than he did with the Dodgers. I was like, he sucked last night. Well, so great. They have a different pitch mix. It was the same result. The guy is
Duran
not good.
Didn't help him. There was a play there where Duran tried to like gun the guy down at third and let the guy get to second. But whatever, that didn't help him. But Murphy, like I said, Murphy helped him out. It could have been worse. Murphy gives up a single there. That's two more earned runs in what it ended up at 3 2/3 for May.
Dustin May checked in last night. 3 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 4 Ks, no homers at least. Not 91 pitches, Keith. In 3 2/3.
Just didn't have it.
You're not wrong. The defense didn't help him, but I wouldn't say he pitched well by any means.
No, it's funny because you have literally a chest out press conference from Breslow because they re-signed Roman Anthony. And then he's like, who are the two guys you like recently got? Like, well, Dustin May got shelled. Jordan Hicks poured gasoline on himself. Like, these are the guys we identified.
I do like, too. I hadn't really thought about this. It's been a while since we brought up my guy, Kyle Harrison.
But yeah,
like,
what's he up to? Nick, where's the Kyle Harrison update?
Out of all the names?
Actually, I was just looking. He pitched on last Friday. He went 5 innings, 10 base runners, 2 runs.
Okay, well,
so a two whip. A two whip did give up 2 runs.
Okay.
A two whip.
But I do love that even when we're talking to Bradfo, that name is nowhere near.
Nowhere near.
He did give up 8 hits in 5 innings in AAA, so that's not great.
No, you could argue they would have been better off just cutting Devers. Because what they got in return is like hurting the team. Hicks has actively hurt them.
I see what you're saying. Obviously, Henry wanted to get the money off the books, but
on the
field.
But you know what I mean? Like, I know there would have been like a semantics about that. But I mean, just removing him from the roster, you would have been better than adding Jordan Hicks.
But if you didn't trade James Tibbs, you wouldn't have Dustin May. Oh, wait. Tibbs had 2 homers last night in AAA?
2 dongs. Killing it.
Apparently, he's a really good return for Rafi Devers, and they flipped him.
Yeah, he was the seventh best
prospect. Harrison's pitching today.
Say it again?
Looks like Kyle Harrison's pitching.
Ooh, it's Harrison Day.
Is that why Bradford's down there?
Must be.
Is it in Worcester, the game?
Yes, it is.
It obviously, Bradford's there.
Yeah.
So you go. Go see Kyle Harrison tonight.
If you're in the Worcester area,
check him out.
Go drinking again. We love Polar
Park. Right now?
Oh, they're playing right now.
Oh, good.
Right. 11:57.
Yeah, they like a morning game.
All right.
We were there for a morning game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. They're kicking us out of there because we were in the visitor's press box.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. Let's circle back to the Roman Anthony extension, and we'll go on the clock as we do at high noon every Thursday. What to watch for in the Patriots preseason opener in just 60 seconds. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.